Finds the perfect pet bed with Silent Night.
Legs stretched out like Superman or curled up like a donut. However they like to sleep, Silent Night's pet bed range offers a perfect solution.
Dogs sleep 12 to 14 hours a day, so it's good to know Silent Night's pet beds are lovingly made with the same high quality as their human products. So your four-legged friends can enjoy their sleep as much as we do.
Head to sleepypeople.com to pick up yours today with an exclusive discount of 10% using discount code OMD10. Valid until the 29th of August.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Oh My Dog with me, Jack D.
And me, Sean Walsh.
This is our weekly podcast where we reveal the most intimate, ridiculous details of our relationship with our beloved dogs.
I have the delightful, spirited Mildred Barrett, who is a cockapoo.
My streetwise best friend is Dolly, the long-haired chihuahua whom we rescued. This podcast sets out to answer the all-important questions like, how do you greet your dog? Do you kiss your dog on the mouth? Does your dog sleep in your bed? And so on.
Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of our chats with our equally dog-obsessed guests who roll over and tell all.
You are very much part of this podcast too, and we want to hear from you. You can get in touch by emailing us at hello@omdpod.com.
And find us on Instagram at omdpod. So give us a shout and follow us on social media too. This episode of Oh My Dog is brought to you by Silent Night Pet Beds. Hey Jack.
How are you, Sean?
I'm very well, thank you. I've got some news for you. This is something that I was meant to tell you that I ages ago that I forgot to tell you.
Well, so it's not news, it's something that's been going around for eight. Okay, anyway, but go on. Go on.
Okay, well, it's news to you.
It will be.
It will
obviously.
Be news to you. Okay,
it's not. Else knows.
I mean, I really can't believe I do a dog podcast that I haven't told you this on the dog podcast. But I sponsor a guide dog.
You do? Oh, wow!
I've not told you this, have I?
No, you haven't told me this. No. So how does that? How did that begin? And how long ago?
Well, it's now months.
Months. Did it come around to your front door with a bit of paper and a pencil saying, I'm going on a run. Can you sponsor me?
Actually, what happened is I was leaving. I think it was Reading Services.
Yes.
You know, sometimes people stand by the automatic doors as you go out.
I know, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
And try and get you to sign up to something.
Something, yeah.
And so as I was walking out, they said hello, hi, and I think they might have said I loved you on the jungle.
And yet you still talk to them. Yeah.
So I took it gracefully and I said, thank you very much. Mm. But and then she said, do you want to sponsor a dog? Mm-hmm. Because she had recognised me.
Yeah.
I felt like I now couldn't get out of that.
Yeah, that makes it hard, doesn't it? Yeah.
It really does. So basically, cut to, I give Olive a tenner a month.
That's, you know, that's generous, isn't it? You know.
Yes.
And do you get updates and everything?
You do get updates.
Right, okay.
Olive's doing great. I mean, I would give you those updates, but I can't find them.
Okay, but the next time you get one, what was the latest update, as you remember?
I mean, these what are you? You work for the FBI? What are you? What is this interrogation?
Said, what does he say? Well, I just did. What kind of update does a dog send you? Hello, Sean. I'm still a dog.
The truth is, Grace isn't here, so I don't know where anything is.
Right. Okay, yes.
So Grace is the one that reminded me that I sponsor a dog.
Right, yes.
She said, I've opened these letters and you didn't tell me you sponsor a dog. And I was like, I forgot that I sponsor that dog. And she said, well, why haven't you said this on the dog podcast? that's a good point. But I will update you. And when I find, when Grace is back and then I find the cards with Olive on them, I have seen them around the house. I will post them on Instagram and we can make it a thing. And that's by the way, Jack, if you want to chip in, because we do the dog podcast together, don't we?
I just, when it comes to that kind of thing, getting stopped at motorway services and I always say, what's in it for me? So when the RAC people, they're the other ones, aren't they? They're pests, aren't they? Standing around. Say, look, do you want breakdown cover? Obviously not. I've driven here and I'm about to drive away. So leave me alone. Anyway.
Oh, there you go. Do you know what I always like to do? But I'm normally, but obviously I got recognised, so I got kind of emotionally black. I'm very happy to do, I should say, I'm very happy to sponsor Olive. In normal situations, when you can actually walk past the person, is what I do is I make a point. I say, sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm in a rush. And I make a point of walking as slowly as I can.
That's so small-minded.
I know. It's awful, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is brilliant.
So petty.
But no, it's good. It's good that you did that. And maybe we should hear from other listeners who sponsor dogs. That would be quite nice, wouldn't it? Various dogs.
Especially
guide dogs, which is obviously a great thing to do. And there are lots of generous people out there who do that kind of thing. Obviously, I'm not one of them.
No, I am.
As we've just discovered, yeah, you win.
Yes, thank you. I do today. Makes a change. Very nice. Now, look, let's check out a voice note from our wonderful listeners, as per usual.
Yes, let's do that. Yeah, who have we got?
Here's one from, is that Layla? Layla Brooke?
It looks like Layla or Leela Brooke, yeah.
Leela Brooke, she sent one in. She's in Little Durnford near Stonehenge. She has Bay. What's that?
I'd say that's B. I read that as B.
For God's sake. All right, and what's the... B-E-A. Right, I didn't know what that word is, and I don't know what the next word is.
I think it's a typo, because it's probably a Springer door. So that we've got Springer door there, haven't we? It's a Springer Spaniel and a Labrador, I guess, yeah.
It's really nice to come onto a podcast that's doing actually, relatively well. Obviously, the listeners are sharing it. It's just nice to let everyone know I'm illiterate. It's really...
Well, in fairness, in that case, it was a typo. I'm not saying you're not illiterate, but it was. It's no one yet has come on and say I've got a mongrel. There has to be.
Yeah.
Anyway, but lovely Layla has sent in this Springer dog called B, and Megan Hattie, the Springer Spaniels. Okay, right. So she's got several dogs and a cat called Fem.
Not interested in cats over here.
Not at all, no. Who's part of the dog crew. So this, just to recap quickly. We've got B, Meg and Hattie, and a cat called Fem. And this is the message she sent through.
Hi, Sean, Jack. Love the show. Really enjoying it. Sending this message under duress as directed by my dogs who have held an intervention. They're frankly jealous that I'm spending a lot of time with you guys, listening to you talk about other dogs. They've insisted that I send this message in with the version of our song, which is more of an audio soundbite, and it goes like this. And the bit at the end is when you deliver the treat. Treat. Thank you for the really excellent Russell Kane episode. It was fabulous, and it's nice to know we're not the only ones who train our cat to sit and come for walks. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Leela. That's wonderful.
We can never do a live show, Jack. We can never do a live show.
Mustn't happen.
No.
Please, all you listeners, remind us. We said we wouldn't. Yeah, I didn't understand even what she was saying.
It's very R2-D2.
Very. It was, wasn't it? Yeah, yeah.
There we go. Well, look, we have a wonderful guest this week. I know her very well. She's absolutely fantastic. We've got with us the wonderful Fiona Allen. Fiona Allen is the star and co-writer of Emmy and BAFTA award-winning TV series Smack the Pony. Her many screen credits include Shameless, Skins, Mock the Week, 8 out of 10 Cats, and 24-Hour Party People. She's performing her first ever stand-up show On the Run at this year's Edinburgh Fringe Festival until the 20th of August, before taking it around the country from September to December. But we don't want to hear about all of Fiona's amazing achievements. We want to get to know her through her dog. Hey, Fiona.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh, no, it's a pleasure. I'm doing really well, technically. So
yeah,
I'm happy.
I know we've had some issues. For the sake of listeners, we can't see Fiona on our Zoom, which is a shame, but we can hear you, which is the main thing.
Yes. So, Fiona, you've got the same dog as me. You've got a cockapoo.
I have.
Herbert.
Herbert, yeah.
Or Herbie, I hear.
Yeah, depends if he's being really badly behaved, which he's mostly.
Okay. Mm. Well, introduce us, Scott. Who is Herbert?
So Herbert is in charge of our house.
Yes.
He's a cockapoo, and I'd never had a dog before, and my son wanted.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, no, I'm a cat person. And so he wanted an Alsatian, because he's only small, and he wanted an Alsatian. And I said no, because that was terrifying. So I said, tell you what, why don't we just get a smaller dog? And so because I wanted to be fair and get something in between, I got a mid-sized cockapoo. But the problem is he's like 18 kilos, and... when he runs off to see a squirrel.
Oh, my God. The squirrels.
Yeah. So I was flat on my face. And you know, you're a little kid and you fall over at school and your hands sting. And everybody was laughing at me.
Yeah.
And I was just on the floor as he just bolted. And this is the type of thing he does. He's got no manners. Like, he's really badly behaved. We can't take him out. You know, if you ever go out with your family having a nice Sunday lunch somewhere, and I look at people with their dogs and I'm like, oh, I wish that was me. I'm just sat there envious, but I can't take him.
Well, let's work backwards then. How old is Herbert?
He's 5 now. So it's like it's not like he's not outgrown the puppy thing.
No.
Do you know what I mean? He's just badly behaved. And he got sort of thrown out of puppy school.
What?
Oh, right. Expelled.
What do you mean?
Well, because we found this trainer, and you know, people around here like were going, oh, you need, this is the best trainer, blah, 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 blah. And I went along and there were lots of dogs and they were all perfect and they did everything for the treats, like anything. And Herbert wouldn't do anything, right? And the trainer was kind of used to labs, you know, where they do anything for food. And you know, cockapoos just don't do that. And she was really cocky in front of everybody. She goes, don't worry, he'll do anything for these sausages. And Herbert went up to the sausages. And I think he was thinking like there were those rubbish Richmond ones. And he was like, oh, I don't think so. And he wouldn't eat them. He wouldn't have a treat. And there was one woman, and they all had to do this little test, and where they made us all one by one in front of everyone. And these are people you don't know, like,
oh no,
the top of a field to practice recall. And every dog went up, and there was lots of like rounds of applause. It was almost like slow motion. I nearly fainted because I knew what was going to happen.
It was
just hideous. It's like a slow movie. And then it was my turn, and I was last. And I'd gone after this woman who was. So this really big lady, she was like really loud and she had this tiny little chihuahua and she was at the other end of the field going, Mabel, Mabel. And she was waving her arms around really like slowly and Mabel went up there perfectly and got the treat and everybody went, oh, lots of clacking. And I thought, oh, no. So it was my turn and I'm like, Herbert, Herbert. And he didn't even look at me, not even like come up and miss me. He didn't even look at me. And then in front of everyone, she goes, oh, this is the trainer. She goes, oh, so this is how he's been behaving for the last few months, is it? And I just went, well, yeah, but that's why I'm here, right? And
yes, correct.
He never did anything he was supposed to do. And she made it so obvious. Like if it was a northerner, you'd just probably just say, you just don't bring you back. But she did it with like the passive aggressive looks. And so he was pretty much chucked out of the puppy school. And so he won't even walk next to me. He walks ahead of me, like he's in charge.
Right. So I take it there is a lead here. There's no way you'd be able to let Herbert off the lead.
Well, he's on a harness. I can't unless I'm in somewhere, you know, he can't go near a road or whatever. And then there's probably anything from 5 to 20 attempts to get him back.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I have to bring like food that he likes if he's in the mood to have it.
All right.
So he's really difficult, but I love him. Like I had friends round and they and he was whizzing round like a little cartoon around the sofas. And he actually, when he was a puppy and he landed, he climbed up and he sat on my head, you know. And these people that were, they were friends and they got really annoyed. It's funny how people get annoyed with your dogs. And he said to me, my mate went, so why are you letting him do that? And I said, because I think he's really funny. He's just funny. And so he's not got any better at all.
Have you given up completely on trying to train? Would you consider using someone else on a one-to-one basis maybe, not a school where the pressure is so high?
Well, I've tried to look at, I've watched like, you know, the Dog Whisperers and, you know, the best people.
Yeah.
And it works.
Do you mean on the internet?
Yeah, or on TV, you know, you're watching like dogs behaving badly and badly and all those type of things. And like they work with the most outrageously like naughty dogs. And I try with mine and nothing.
What have you tried?
Everything. I've even used the words, the way you stand, the way you look. And we have a dog sitter for if I'm working or whatever and I'm busy, and he's basically got a bunch of mates that he plays with. And when he comes out, like even I've seen it, if you turn up and somebody else is picking the dog up and the dogs come out and they wag their tails and they're lovely. Herbert nearly knocks me over. He jumps up, he scratched me. He's like, and he goes mad and the dog sitter told me off and he's like, what's the matter with you? You know, your voice is not even slightly sounding like it's in authority. And I had to stand there in front of him, like really awkward. Like it was a test. And I was going, Herbert, get down. And he went, that's pathetic. He's like, do it again. I was going, Herbert. So, and in the end, I was doing this like Sergeant Major voice and having to do it. He still ignored me.
That sounds to me like the trainer is not being very helpful. That's just a dog sitter, is it?
That was a dog sitter, yeah. The trainer before that, yeah, like I say, I was sort of banished, really. It's fine. Do you know the thing is, everybody loves Herbert. Like, they love him around where I live. Everyone absolutely loves him. He's just naughty, mischievous.
Yeah.
And he's clever.
Yeah.
He nicks things to start a game that he knows you really need. He doesn't just take anything. He somehow works out what's the most precious thing that you've got and that you really need in that moment. Like if I'm trying to work, he'll steal my glasses.
Right.
You know.
Really?
If I'm trying to go, I'm rushing and I need to get him, here's my car keys, go, he'll steal my shoes. You know, he's really, really naughty. Well, adorable, but, you know, I wouldn't have any other way, to be honest.
Want to temporarily restore definition in your jawline where it's been lost over time? With Juvederm Volux XC, you can get a non-surgical jawline treatment that adds volume for a smooth contour and to reduce the appearance of jowls in one in-office treatment with little downtime. Juvederm Volux XC Injectable Gel is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's J-U-V-E-D. Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergic to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
This episode is brought to you by Rakuten. Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% cash back at hundreds of stores, including Headliners, Ulta, Ray-Ban, and Canon. Rakuten is how in-the-know shoppers get the best savings. They shop the brands they love and earn cash back on top of deals during Big Give Week, May 6th to May 13th. The cash back rates are even bigger. I'll be shopping for Adidas and Fenty. you can save on everything you need for summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. Join today for free and get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of Big Give Week's 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
No, yeah. Does Herbert do this thing that Mildred does, where if I'm sitting down, I don't know, I'm just trying to do a bit of work, Mildred will come right up to me, and if my hand is down, kind of just by my lap, she'll hit my hand with her nose and go, "Come on, stroke me. What are you doing?" And she'll start just kind of trying to flick my hand on top of her head to stroke her head.
I love that. What Herb will do is just jump up next to me and he puts his paw up and he sort of pokes me on my arm. But then it gets worse. You know, the ignoring trick, which I've seen the dog experts do, that gaslights Herbert. Like, he goes, he's like, "Don't ignore me." And he gets more and more, you know, frenetic with his, and he'll keep poking me and keep poking me. And then he'll get right into my face, you know, and then he'll start licking my cheek. And then he'll be full on until he gets what he wants. That's what he's like.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I have no parenting skills anyway. I'm very kind of be free, be happy. And I have the same ethos with, I mean, not like totally hopeless in that sense, but do you know what I mean? I don't want to like sort of squash him in these personalities. No. So I let him do whatever in a way.
It's interesting you say that, because sometimes I've got friends who've got incredibly well-trained dogs.
Yeah.
And it's almost as if their character has been kind of squashed out of them. And so there's a happy medium, perhaps, isn't there?
There is a happy medium, but do you know something? This might sound a bit odd. But, you know, you see people and they click the fingers and the dog's like right there, you know, that kind of training. I find that heartbreaking. Like, I find that so sad. It really upsets me, because I think you just trained in a sense to exactly that. Your spirit. Where's the spirit?
Yes.
And then some people will argue that they've got dangerous dogs and they really have to be like that. And I'm thinking, well, if they're that dangerous, don't have them.
But
you know what I find really funny? It's that real British thing of, if he is being a bit naughty and he's running about, if we're out somewhere, and you can see people like tutting, you know, they do that thing. They don't say what they think, but they tut.
Yeah.
It's like when I was on a train, I very rarely, it's nothing to do with dogs, but I'm just making a point. I was on a train and, you know, there's people that talk really loudly into their phones.
Yeah.
And this woman had a meeting and it was a really boring, like, corporate meeting. And she was just rattling on. And I was looking around, I was just people watching, and there was that classic with the newspaper looking up and tutting and people's sort of eyes. And in the end, I thought, oh, and I leaned in, I went, shh. And everyone looked at me like, oh.
Wow. Yeah.
She looked at me, but then had to do another 20 seconds louder, but then she stopped.
Yeah.
And people do that thing when it's with Herbert. And I just get to the point going, oh, sorry, he's just having fun. And no one says anything.
So what we know from this is that you're better at training people than dogs, perhaps.
Yeah, I'm quite good at people training.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am actually. But with him, he's just this fluff ball. I just love him. Yeah. He's so sweet.
So, you know, your dog sitter was saying, oh, you're using the wrong voice. And so in private, do you have a voice that you use when you're talking to Herbert?
Oh, yeah, I know. I've heard this one on your...
Yeah.
Well, it's not really a weird voice. It's like a little whisper. And when I get close to him and I go, Herbert, 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 oh my God, I love you, I love you, I love you, Herbert, 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 oh my God, I love you, oh my God, you're the best boy in the world, I love you, I love you, I love you. I do that, which I know is weird.
Yeah.
No.
Yes. That repetitive.
No, that's not.
But that's what I do.
That's what dogs bring out of us.
Oh, he's just, you know what's really sad is he's here. He's come to say hello and I can't show you him.
Oh, I'd love to see him. Yeah, we've got some pictures of him from Instagram, haven't we? Yeah, here we are.
You post some videos.
Oh, I can't help myself.
Yeah.
I've posted more pictures of my dog than my kids.
Okay, so Fiona, let's talk about this, because there's a picture of Herbert with a bobble hat and a scarf on.
Oh, it was cold. No, so the thing is, but do you know what?
That's a good answer.
Yeah, can't argue with that.
I can back this up, right? A vet said to me, because I thought like the dog coats were fashion items. I asked the vet, do they need a coat? And he said, if you go out as a human and you're cold, so's your dog.
Yeah. Wow. No.
Really? He did.
No, I don't.
That's what he said to me.
That can't be right.
Well, here's the thing. I can prove it. What? Really childishly, I am saying at the moment. When it was like that minus thing, you know, in the winter recently, you know, it got really, really cold.
The minus thing in the
winter.
I'm
sorry, I haven't been up long. Sorry. So, you know.
That's not something I would say.
Here's Fiona with the weather.
Yeah, the weather. You know when the weather got cold? Thanks, Jack. So he'll go out in the rain. He loves getting wet in the rain. He'll dive around in muddy puddles and he'll do all of that. And it was so cold and he went out with loads of like gusto and he was really excited and he went out and you could physically see him stop and it was turn around and he came back in because he felt the cold.
Okay. I hear different versions from different people about that they never need a coat. I don't believe that. I feel psychologically sometimes I want to put a coat on Dolly when it's really cold on our little dog.
I have a matching jumper. Oh. We've got matching jumpers.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, and I know it's a bit sad, but it just like makes my day.
Good.
Yeah, that's terrific.
So, you know, being a parent, we all know that kind of, there's a thing about bragging that other parents do about their kids, but I've worked out it happens in the dog world. And I'm only saying this because you mentioned coats. Yeah, so and I've got a little video of it somewhere of him he was with his half brother because he's got a few little brothers and sisters around here and he was in a big muddy puddle and he was just splashing in it and I was really happy and he was golden and he just went totally black because it was thick black mud and we were walking out and there was a lady walking in with these two little tiny white dogs in red cagoule raincoats and because I'm like dead northern and I talk to everybody, you know, my kids were always like, who is that? Stop talking to people. I can't help it. But anyway, so I walked out and this lady was there with her dogs. And I just said, oh no, look at the state of him. And he was honestly, you could see one like golden patch left on his head type thing. And I said, he's just been rolling about. And she looked at me with this really pompous look on her face. And she goes, yes. And that's why mine are wearing these. And I looked down and they had these two little red cagoules on without one bit of mud. They were perfect. And she was bragging about my lack of dog parenting skills.
No, I don't agree with that.
And I was like, oh my God. And I went, oh yeah, that's a really good idea. And I sort of left and I was so annoyed. Anyway, so I got one off online. I thought, right, I'm going to buy one.
This is mad.
And I put one on him and I always get something bigger because I don't want him to feel like hot. So I got one and it was so oversized. It was like he was in a hot air balloon. And I put it on him and I poked his feet out and then his head. And he just stood there and he refused to move. So I had to slide him along the kitchen floor. And I thought, come on. I was giving him treats, going, Heber, come on. I was getting to the door. And he just stared at me, refused to move because he crackled. And so I thought, oh, it doesn't matter anymore. I'll just let him get covered in mud. But I tried to join the good dog parenting pack, but I failed miserably.
Yeah, you're not allowed in that group.
No, I'm not allowed anyway. But I thought I'd love to bump into her again just to tell her how clean my dog is. Look at him, he's perfect, but you know, he wouldn't move.
Brilliant. So you're going up to the Edinburgh Festival in August with your new show. So is Herbert going to join you?
No, I can't even take him to a quiet little country pub.
That's a long time without Herbert.
He's never, ever been apart from me in 5 years than a few days.
Okay.
Or 5 days a week or whatever, never. It nearly made me not go.
I can imagine.
I can understand.
I don't know what to do. I'm really getting sad now we're talking about that. I just don't know what to do because I'm going to miss him so much.
So who will be looking after him?
Oh, my other half will. And the kids, but they don't really look after him. They say they do, but they just sort of hang around with him thinking that he likes to listen to someone on a headset and playing FIFA.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing.
Yeah.
So, no, it's not. So are you okay with leaving your dog with your other half?
I'm all right with that because I've trained him a little bit more than the dog.
You've trained your other half?
More than the dog, yeah.
Okay, good. Well done. That's a start.
I will be putting stickers up, which I've never done in my life.
What, around the house?
I laugh at people that put stickers up and go, what is wrong with you? And then I had a moment at 3 a.m. where I was like, woke up thinking, oh my dog, what am I going to do? And I'm going to put stickers up going, check the water bowl, check the water bowl. And here's the thing, you see, I cook all Herbert's food.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Because I used to buy...
like, he's got a restaurant. He's got his own restaurant.
Yeah, pretty much.
At home.
Yeah, my other half came in one day and he went, oh my God, that smells lovely. And he took his pan lid off and there was braising steak and carrots and this beautiful casserole. I'm like, it's for Herbert. And he was like, oh Christ. And then, oh yeah, in a week I'll cook him lamb and with green beans and little peas.
Oh my God.
And carrots. And then I'll swap to chicken and then he'll have beef. Yeah. And then... so I cook all this food and I did buy the best dog food that I could in a can. And then I started to read these articles. I'm not saying anything. Well, I am. No, but I read this thing and lots of people have seen it.
You're going to make us all paranoid now, aren't you? What are we feeding our dogs?
Yeah. We don't know where it's coming from. So unless it says blah-de-blah farm down the road or such a place, you can check. There's dogs that are being taken and used to put in dog food.
Ah. Well, that's taking a turn.
Oh, sorry. Edit it out.
Yeah.
No, but I'm just explaining why.
If we could edit it out, I'm still traumatized.
I was traumatized. That's why I'm cooking stews. And then when I've cooked the stew, I then chop raw vegetables and sprinkle it on the top. And just to get him to eat it, you know, when your dogs are in that mood where they're just a bit like, oh, I'm not sure I want it now. You want them to eat because you've got to go and do something. And I can't relax if he's not eating. It's like one of my kids. If they hadn't had breakfast, I'd be like, I can't go anywhere until they've eaten the breakfast. I'd be panicking. I have a Spanish mom. It's all about food. And it's like, so I'd be making all this food for him. And I do that. And if he doesn't want it, I've always got, I cook little chicken breasts for him and chop it up and have them in a little bowl. And I plant them into his bowl of the other food that I've cooked because that's his favourite. And so then he goes and he can smell that. And even if he's not in the mood to eat it, he'll just eat it all. And that's my panic chicken.
Panic chicken.
Okay. Or when I'm in a rush.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counsellors who get to know you and your goals... to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track. We care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
So is there going to be a recipe book coming out?
Well, here's the thing. Do either
it's
of you...
It's not a bad idea. You know, you heard it first here.
You're right.
I never thought of that, but... you know,
recipes for dogs.
Have you seen the things that you know? There's a few different companies that are out there saying this is what you get in dog food, but this is what we offer.
Yeah, I know.
Offer food with all these recipes, but they always add funny little things that Herbert doesn't like. You know, herbs that are good for this for them and herbs that are good for that for them. And I was thinking, he'll taste that and he won't like it. And I tried a few little things. He didn't like it. So I just do really simple, basic food for him that he adores. And he's so super fit and healthy. There's nothing added in it. There's no additives. There's no sneaked in things that you don't know about. There's no odd little herbs that, they might be good for them. But I don't think Herbert, like if we were out in the wild and Herbert's going, I really need to find some rosemary this morning.
Yeah.
I really do need to find some oregano this morning and some basil.
When you're cooking, do you for Herbert, do you taste it yourself?
Do I taste
for seasoning?
It?
Yeah, for seasoning.
Always taste check.
Yeah.
But I never add what I do in my cooking, which I'm constantly cooking and I love cooking and I'm always, I grow all my herbs myself and I've got a big thing about that. And obviously I won't use salt in Herbert's stuff.
Right. Obviously.
Why is that? I mean, dogs do like the taste of salt.
Well, I thought I ought to with garlic and all that, but obviously now I've got a dog, I realise you don't do that. I had to learn.
Why? What's wrong with garlic?
I don't know what's wrong with garlic, but I mean, you know, like seasonings that are we would eat, that's not good for them.
Yeah.
I didn't know because I was a cat person. Yeah. I didn't realise that you're not supposed to give them grapes.
They can't eat grapes and they can't eat raisins.
Yeah, so I didn't know that. And that's the thing. It's funny little things that you learn. So the seasoning thing was that would be nice. And I thought, actually, I should check that. Oh, no, it's not.
You also can't let them drive is another one I learned.
He doesn't like being with me driving. I tried. I actually got him in front because, I shouldn't. That's illegal, isn't it?
What?
It's illegal, I think, that. But I did get him.
What's illegal?
Well, your dog in the front with you like no, named steering wheel.
Oh, right. Yeah, that, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because I just thought, let him join in. I used to let like my kids sit at the front. Not on like busy roads, but in the driveway.
Are you sure you want this to go out?
I remember my son actually sitting with me and I went, go on, drive. And he was only 12, but he was in the driveway. So, and he was a bit heavy on the brakes. Obviously, I didn't let him on the road, but I thought it'd be quite nice. But Herbert, he'd be in the front, but he'd be a bit naughty and a bit busy. And so he goes in the back now, but I've got him his own thing to lie on, which obviously, you know, we all do because it saves the seats getting completely wrecked. But he has all of that there. And I sometimes give him little toys to sit with and, you know, might give him a little treat and make sure I don't turn my music on too loud. And I always put music on that I think he likes. I think he likes Chilled Ibiza. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I think
so. Oh, really? Yeah. Will Chilled Ibiza go on if you have to pop out and leave Herbert on his own at home?
Ah, now what I do for that is I've got terrible daytime TV programs on a certain level because he nods off. And it's a little hubbub in the background, but the music's just for the car because I've always got music on. I don't put like Pete Tong dance music. I do that when I'm on my own. But for Herbert, I like to do it chill just so he's happy and calm. Obviously, he can't tell me if he likes that or not. But I think he's that kind of a listener.
But you leave a bit of daytime telly on for him, do you? That's what relaxes him.
Yeah.
At a certain volume. We've not had that yet. You actually know the point at which Herbert enjoys the volume.
Yeah, I do. And I tell you why.
I love that.
I tell you why is because if you put it on, which was my first mistake, I put it on quite loudly because not ridiculously loud, but, you know, turn it up a bit. And I thought, oh, you know, that sounds like it's really good. But, and then I thought, actually, he'll panic if people come to the door because he can't hear properly what's going on it's too loud. And then I even swapped the telly rooms so that the hubbub was going one way. And so that if he went near the door, this is so neurotic, I'm aware, don't worry. So he'd go near the door and be able to hear what was going on if he wanted, you know, to do his guard dog thing, because he's a bit ferocious. When people come up, he gets really, like, insane. And apparently you've got to teach them not to bark at people. I can't do that either. He just does. So the noise is on the TV is just in another room, just gentle. So it's there's a hubbub, but it doesn't stop his senses and make him panic and anxious if he did get like that. I think dogs can get like that. I don't know. I'm just covering bases.
So King Herbert doesn't have to do anything that he is told, and he gets home cooked food for him, and he gets the television at the exact volume that he likes it.
Oh. Yep.
Can I come and live with you?
Yeah.
I also did this thing and I got laughed at, I have to say. I felt really sorry for him coming in. You know when they go for a walk and they get covered in mud and it's winter and it's a little bit cold?
Because of cold winter.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. And so I'd get this little bath inside for him with warm, lovely warm water.
What the hell is going on?
And then when he started to get really big and heavy, it got tricky. So I had to use the hose pipe outside for his little paws. I felt like I'd just literally done the worst thing ever. So I got the plumber to come and get a nice...
The plumber?
Yeah, I called the plumber in and I got a new set of taps for Herbert with a shower mix so I could get the right temperatures for him to keep him happy. And then I had treats ready and his own fluffy towels that I put a certain softener on, which has not got too many bad things in it so it doesn't like itch his skin. And and then I have all that, so he has that kind of thing, and then a towel ready, but I keep that just inside the front door, so it's not the side door, sorry, so it's not freezing cold for when I come back from the walk, the towel, I mean. I don't want that to be cold because it's been left outside. But yeah, so I've mixed the taps for him.
I am really questioning the life choices that I have made, that a dog is living a much better life than me.
But it makes sense.
I mean, it's living my dream life.
But it makes sense amazing. To do that outside, you know, because otherwise you've got to go through, if you're going through the side of your kitchen,
you know,
if you think about all of that. But even that, he's got his own mats and beach towels just for him.
Okay.
Just so that he can go on those anyway as well, just by the door.
And what about, where does he sleep?
Well, he chooses.
He's got his own bedroom, Jack. What are you talking about? Well, Fiona's out in the back of the garden, chained up to a wall next to the tap with her own dog bowl, whilst he's upstairs in his four-post bed, flat-screen telly that comes out of the end of the bed, Dolby surround sound at the perfect volume, 4DX. If there's an action scene in the film, the bed vibrates. He's got it all.
Yeah. He doesn't like the telly if it's too loud. He'll get
of course not. Absolutely not.
I turn it down so I can hear it, but not to annoy him. So when he goes to sleep, he chooses, because I've realised that he likes to just sleep where he wants to sleep. And I don't want to like upset him on that. So what I do... So I got him this lovely bed by the front door, and then I got another bed in another room.
Yeah.
And then he's got two sofas in different rooms. He can choose his own corner. And I actually got him special cushions and a lovely blanket on the top. And I don't get him, like, I get proper blankets, like wool ones. He doesn't like anything nice synthetic.
No. Did you have to ask his permission to do this podcast? Thanks, Herbert, if you're listening. Thank you for allowing Fiona to do the podcast today. We really appreciate that.
So he chooses wherever he likes to be. And there's one chair that I'm a bit annoyed about. There's nothing I can do because he's happy. There's one chair by a window that he can see, and he can cover the front door by looking at it from the side.
Right.
And it's one of my favourite chairs. And he's just like, he's taking it. And it's got down feathers in it and all that kind of, it's really beautiful chair. So
how can I just ask, how quickly does his stair lift move when he gets to go on that, if he fancies going upstairs?
Well, he does sometimes, he'll sneak up, but it depends. He'll just sleep where he wants to sleep. And then sometimes he will make his way upstairs. Yeah. And he'll try and come and wake you up if he wants, you know, to get up.
Takes the lift upstairs.
Yeah. Oh, if I could, I would. I said I wouldn't, because I wouldn't want that to break down, because he'd be panicking. I'd feel bad for him. So I wouldn't get a lift. A stair lift, because he could just drop off. I do think stair lifts are a good idea, though. I think they should kind of make really good colours, and we should all get them.
Don't let him force you into doing that. You've done enough for him.
Final question, Fiona. We always ask this at the end. Do you allow Herbert to kiss you on the mouth?
No, I think let's rephrase this, Fiona. Does Herbert allow you to kiss him on the mouth?
Well, I do. I have kissed his nose, and then I thought, no, I shouldn't do that. Just like a little. So I don't do that anymore.
Okay.
If he wants to, and that's if I'm watching telly and he wants attention, like I said, you know, earlier, he'll lick my cheek. And then sometimes he will do that on my nose and he'll go near my mouth. But I do sort of move him gently away because I kind of think, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah.
So I don't...
Best to have boundaries with these things, isn't it?
Well, I'm not sure about that. It's like a massive leap for me. So I don't really go for that. But I mean, he squashed me sometimes. He'll just lie on top of me, squash my cheek. And I think, he looks so comfy, I can't move him. And I'm like, oh no, I can't even see the telly now. But I just, you know, as long as he's happy.
I think he is. You don't need to worry. Fiona, thank you so much for joining us. It's been absolutely, eye-opening.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been wonderful. Thank you.
Anyway, it's really good. So thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much. Lots
thank
of love.
You, Fiona.
All right, see you then.
I'm in shock. It just kind of escalated. It just snowballed, didn't it? It's like you just get more and more mad.
It's just. It started small and, fair enough, you know, she puts a scarf on her dog when it's a cold day. It's a little bit eccentric, but and then it sort of came out to, you know, the menu that she cooks. Herbert is allowed anywhere he wants. He's allowed the chair that she likes to sit in.
When we go abroad, I have to sit in economy, but he's in business class.
Cannot control him. I can't really take him for walks, in actual fact. But what my real wish is that I want Russell Kane to listen to the episode. and we'll get his feedback.
Oh, my God. Shit, that episode made me and you...
Yes,
the level at Russell Kane.
I thought, oh, thank goodness, there's someone out there who is more nuts than we are, you know, about the dog.
Oh, but do you know what? That dog is such a happy dog, having such an amazing
still
time.
Is.
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
If anyone, you know, we encourage people to, I've talked about earlier, donating to, you know, for guide dogs and whatnot. But if anyone wants to donate to Fiona, we'll put her Instagram handle up at the end. No, that she was absolutely fantastic. What a wonderful guest. And great to find out about Herbert. So thank you all listening to Oh My Dog. Remember, please, if you can, if anything amusing, entertaining has happened on a dog walk, please do let us know. Get in touch. We are here with these insights from our guests. We hope you're enjoying getting to know a different side of them through their relationships with their dogs.
Yeah, and don't forget to get in touch by emailing us at hello@omdpod.com and find us on Instagram at omdpod. So give us a shout there. We love to hear your voice notes, of course. And remember, but a dog is for life, not just for podcasts.